From the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA, it's Sunday House Call. Stay with Dr. Barry Dworkin for the next 2 hours, and we guarantee you'll go away learning at least one new thing to keep you on the road to better health. Here's your host, Dr. Barry Dworkin.
Good afternoon and welcome to the August 26, 2007 edition of Sunday House Call. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin, and we're broadcasting live on 1070 CFAX in Victoria, 1290 CFRW in Winnipeg, 1050 Chum in Toronto, AM 800 CKLW in Windsor, and from the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA here in Ottawa. And coming up on the show today, we have a special guest, Leslie Beck, well-known registered dietitian and nutritionist who has a weekly column on Wednesdays in the Globe and Mail, and also appears every week on Canada AM answering questions about nutrition. And we're going to be talking about a study that looked at fruits and vegetables as a means of preventing the recurrence of breast cancer, that is in women who have had breast cancer, and the results of that study, but also getting into some background about the stuff you hear about every day on the news, the various nutrients and the studies, and what questions to ask, what to understand about these particular nutrients, how they interact with various metabolic processes in our body. And she'll provide you with a really good background of understanding so that when these news reports do come up or these studies do come up, you'll have a better means of figuring out whether this is actually relevant or whether this is something really to say, you know, let's wait and see a little bit before I jump on any bandwagons about a particular nutrient. As well, Dr. Karen Tu, who is a scientist at the Institute for Clinical Evaluative Sciences in Toronto, will be talking about hypertension and the treatments for hypertension. Sometimes various combinations of medications are used which may not actually have very much evidence for their efficacy. So she'll be talking about that and some of the combinations that do work well. And Dr. Andrew Farmer, who is a university lecturer in general practice at Exeter College, Oxford University, is going to be talking about diabetes monitoring, patients with type 2 diabetes, and the sugar monitoring that they do with their monitors to find out, is it really necessary to check your blood levels of sugar every day or two or three times a day? Can that be cut down and still provide effective glucose control? And as always, in our second hour, your calls at 1-800-580-2372. Call early, call often, and hopefully we'll get to your call and provide you with the answers that you're looking for. That's 1-800-580-2372 in our second hour. Much has been made of the effect of certain chemical compounds found in diets rich in fruits and vegetables with respect to cancer prevention and recurrence. Although no one would argue about the benefit of proper nutrition on our health, a study published in the July 18th issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association did not find evidence to support the consumption of a diet heavy on fruit and vegetables to prevent breast cancer recurrence. And I'm pleased to introduce Leslie Beck, who's a registered dietitian and nutritionist, author of 7 best-selling books on nutrition, including the latest, entitled The No-Fail Diet. She has a weekly column on Wednesdays in the Globe and Mail and is a regular guest on Canada AM discussing issues regarding nutrition and health. She's also a member of the Dietitians of Canada and the College of Dietitians of Ontario. And with that, good afternoon.
Hello there.
I wanted to start, if we could, with some basic food science. In the news and in reports, we hear about various nutrients, polyphenols, and various other compounds within foods, and how they affect our health, and they're garnering a lot of attention. What are some of the compounds that people are being exposed to and that are being talked about?
Well, there are many, many of them, and I think everybody is familiar with, you know, let's take fruits and vegetables, for example. Mm-hmm. We need to eat more of them to get more vitamins, more minerals, more fibers, these compounds you need for life. They sustain your body. You can't live without them. But then there are a whole other class of chemical compounds naturally occurring mm-hmm. in plant foods, whole grains, fruits and vegetables, called phytochemicals. Phyto basically just means plant. And there are thousands of these chemicals. And we're learning every day that these chemicals act in different ways in the body to help fight disease, and most notably cancer. So there are many, many different kinds of phytochemicals. Polyphenols is one particular mm-hmm. group of them. They're found in berries, are very rich in polyphenols. Certain polyphenols are found in tea, green tea and black tea. There are cruciferous compounds called indoles that are found in the cabbage family vegetables. So there are literally hundreds and hundreds of these compounds that scientists are learning may help your liver activate enzymes to get rid of carcinogens in the body. Some of them have antioxidant properties to help protect cellular damage. Some of them have antibacterial properties. So they work in many, many different ways, and we believe that phytochemicals, I mean, you can't just take these compounds in a pill. Mm-hmm. Beta-carotene, for example, in carrots and sweet potato, winter squash, is actually a phytochemical. But studies have found that giving beta-carotene as a supplement doesn't help reduce the risk of cancer. But yet, if you eat it in foods, it looks like it does. And so we think these phytochemicals work together in foods, and they may even work with vitamins and minerals to exert their health benefits. So, you know, it's sort of like the new frontier of vitamins, if you will.
Well, I guess that's an important point when you say it coming from the food itself. There seems to be inherent characteristics that make it do what it's supposed to do. And I guess from an epidemiological standpoint, when you look at different cultures and different geographic areas in the world and the diets people are eating, we tend to see different rates of occurrence of various diseases.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's very true. And I mean, if you look at populations who live in the Mediterranean countries, who have a diet very rich in fruits and vegetables, legumes, more fish, less red meat, they do consume definitely more phytochemicals or different phytochemicals than we do, but they also consume less fat. They mm-hmm. consume more omega-3 fats from fish, all of these things which may help prevent disease.
So when we look at the JAMA article and what was the hypothesis that they were looking at with respect to reducing breast cancer recurrence?
Well, this is interesting because, you know, while many, many studies have actually looked at foods and ingredients in foods that may help prevent getting breast cancer in the first place, very few have actually studied, okay, what can actually reduce your risk of recurrence once you are diagnosed. And of the things that we have seen, studies have linked eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables per day with preventing recurrence, getting regular exercise, boosting your fiber, and lower fat. So this particular study, what it did was it looked at how many women were in the study? Oh, a little over 3,000 women who mm-hmm. were previously treated for early-stage breast cancer. And they thought, okay, well, if 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day is good, let's see if even more is better for you. So women were randomized to 2 different diets. One was the very high fruit and vegetable diet, 12 servings, 5 vegetable servings, 16 ounces of vegetable juice, and 3 fruits, plus high in fiber and lower in fat. The other women in the comparison group were told to eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables per day and more than 20 grams of fiber, and again less than 30% fat calories. And at the end of the day, what they found after 7 years of follow-up, there was really no difference between the two groups in either additional breast cancers or prolonged life. So I think the message here is mm-hmm. it's not that eating more fruits and vegetables is a bad thing to do. It's just that whether you eat 5 servings a day or 12 doesn't seem to make a difference on recurrence. And I really do think the message is that it's not to be telling women, okay, well, don't bother striving for those 10 to 12 servings a day, because we certainly know that eating more than 5 servings a day is linked with a lower risk of high blood pressure, perhaps heart disease, stroke. So there are important reasons why we should still be striving to get more than 5.
And that's a very important point, because, again, it seems like every day there are reports of studies or reports of a nutrient, and it's one day it happens to be the flavor of the month, and then the next day it's in the trash bin because another study refutes that. And people can get confused mm-hmm. about the message, whereas, you know, as you've eloquently said, very straight that stick to fruits and vegetables, lower red meat content in your diets, because we do know that there are compounds within these foods that do have a very positive effect on how our body functions.
Absolutely. And you're right. I mean, I hear this every day from clients, and it is confusing out there. The media is reporting on studies all the time. There's a huge interest in health, and there are a lot of conflicting messages out there. And I think that's, you know, nutritional science is evolving. Mm-hmm. And I think we really need to think about these conflicting findings more as a discussion among scientists, and we're learning every day.
Are there certain frustrations that you have with how things are reported? And how would you impart that, if there is? How would you impart how you approach those issues for the general public? What tools mm-hmm. can they use, and how you advise your clients? What can they use when they're faced with a report? What questions to ask to really discern whether this is something that is relevant or not?
Well, and I think that's a really good point. And I think the thing that happens the most often is studies are reported, and the ones that are more popularly reported are the ones that are controversial, of course. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes the findings are not put into a context. So if you read or you listen to a quick little soundbite on the news, you don't get all the information behind it, you know, the previous findings, what they found. Mm-hmm. So you need to put the story into the context of all the other findings. And I think when you're reading a story, consumers really need to look at, first of all, was this done in animals or humans, or mm-hmm. a test tube for that matter?
Right.
You know, does this story contain the information I need to base my decision? Does it tell me that, okay, this is now... And there have been a number of studies that have come before this that have found similar findings. So maybe, you know what, it's not such a great idea for me to have that much meat in my diet, mm-hmm. because this is probably the 10th study that shows higher intake of meat is linked with, let's say, a higher risk of colon cancer. And so I think you need to ask questions like that, and I really think it's important for people not to make changes to their diet based on one study, particularly if it involves eliminating an entire food group, let's say.
Now, I know your website has a lot of information regarding nutrition and contains a lot of what you've said today in the interview. Can you tell us a bit more of what's on your website, and if there's other areas that people can go to get this information?
Well, on my website, we update it every single week, and so we are reporting every week. We on the homepage, you'll see three studies that have just come out in the news, so press releases from those studies, and we add to them a little bit, give people more information. There's always my Canada AM interview every week mm-hmm. as well, with the questions and answers, and then there's just a lot of other topics where people can go and look up the past studies. They can do searches. People can calculate their waist-hip ratio, their BMI. So there is a lot of information on there. And, of course, there are links to other very credible sites for nutrition information.
And your website is www.lesliebeck.com.
LesLiebeck.com. That's correct.
And, Ms. Beck, I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to discuss not only the breast cancer study, but just giving a good perspective on nutrition, what's we're finding in foods, and generating questions for our listeners to have when they are presented with information, to know what to do with it and where to get the information.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It was my pleasure.
All the best.
Thank you.
Leslie Beck is a registered dietitian and nutritionist, has a weekly Wednesday column in the Globe and Mail, appears weekly on Canada